Government Employees Medical Scheme is holding its 2019 GEMS Symposium. To tell us what some of the issues and themes are, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Stan Mulwabi. He's the Chief Operating Officer at GEMS. Thanks very much for joining us, Dr. Mulwabi. When is the symposium starting, and what does GEMS do in the facilitation of the event?
Good evening to the listeners. The symposium will be held next week on the 2nd and the 3rd of October. This is the 11th chapter of the annual symposium that we've been having. GEMS has been in existence for just about 13 years, and we have this every year as far as possible. And we basically will be talking about the digital first. As we know, everybody is focusing on the fourth industrial revolution. So
yes.
Basically, the theme is that we are gearing towards digital first on the road to universal health coverage.
So what can delegates expect to hear during the conference? Of course, you've given us an overarching theme, but you know, who are the speakers going to be? What are some of the topics that are going to be touched on?
Well, the lineup of speakers is actually very exciting, but I think the emphasis is on expertise in the, you know, in the area of digitalization. So we have various speakers who come from the various sectors of the digitalization of technology, if I can put it that way. We have academics, we have practitioners in the social digital space, media, in the media space. We have practitioners who are in health who have used technology to advance the solutions that can be given to members in terms of accessing healthcare. So it is a variety of experts who we will be hopefully learning from so that we can prepare ourselves as the country heads towards, you know, this fourth industrial revolution, which some people say have already started anyway.
Yes, of course. And as you mentioned, you know, you're also meeting in preparation to the NHI. What are GEMS' thoughts on the introduction of the NHI bill into Parliament?
Can I start by saying, you know, that leaders of the world were actually at the, in New York this past week at the General Assembly. And the United Nations actually adopted universal health care as a means of improving access to particularly primary health care into the future, but generally just improving health outcomes. And the measures that the member nations will be measured on will be the sustainable development goals,
yes,
which we all know all countries are supposed to report on in 2030. And when you think about it, 2030 is about just, 9 years from now? Or is it 11 years from now? So it is important that we, as a member state of the United Nations, also the WHO, the World Health Organization, participate in this very, very important initiative of trying to ensure that we better access,
yes,
of healthcare to those who previously not have access to healthcare.
But of course, in the South African context, I don't think anybody would deny that this is an ideal principle, but I think it's about the how, isn't it? And the cost,
yes.
Can we afford it, et cetera, given all the other priorities that we have in the economy?
You know, it's a very difficult question you're asking me because it has been so much part of the public discourse. But the truth is, can we just do nothing because some are of the opinion that it cannot be afforded. Some are of the opinion that we are not ready. Some are of the opinion that, we don't have the capacity to undertake such a big undertaking. The truth is, we do have issues of inequity in the delivery of healthcare, and we must start solving it as best as we can,
yes,
based on whatever resources we have. You know, somebody has made an example, and I like repeating this example. If you are a new bride and bridegroom, when you go for your first dance, you probably haven't danced before, and probably you'll be trampling on each other's feet as you go along. But what do? You stop? No, you keep on trying to correct what you are doing. So I think what we are faced with here is having to learn as we go along. But the main objective is that as best as we possibly can with what we have, try and improve issues of access to healthcare and the inequity that are there in how healthcare is delivered at the moment.
I hear you. Doctor, all the best with the symposium next week. And I love the analogy about the newlyweds stepping on each other's toes. Thanks very much, Doctor. That was Dr. Stan Mulwabi. He's the COO at GEMS.